Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode.
Hey there, folks. Rob Allen here, co-CEO of the PeopleStack, where we help folks just like you move forward into idealized careers that they could barely even imagine just minutes or moments before. And today, in this episode, I'm going to talk about that movement because, like any project, like any undertaking, movement is key. One of the challenges that we've been seeing lately, and I had a phone call with someone not that long ago actually about this, is when you see the world, when you see the space that you're in as adversarial, there's a natural tendency to get defensive. And one way we get defensive, or we like to get defensive, is, you know, you turtle up, you circle the wagons, you pull yourself tightly inside and you don't share, you don't move, you don't express, and you don't act. If everything is a test, if you always feel under assault, then you cease that forward motion. Turtling isn't moving. Circled wagons never get to Oregon. These are the thoughts in my head after that recent conversation where the person I was speaking with saw themselves as an underdog in an adversarial system. Work isn't supposed to feel like that, either in leadership or trying to get to leadership. Being an engineer, being a product manager, being a program manager, being a whatever. It's not supposed to feel like that. Unless you're a trial lawyer, in which case you probably get off on the whole adversarial interplay, but that's a whole different podcast and a whole different group of folks. In my mind, the role of leadership, the role of technology in general, is to nurture and grow talent, to lead, feed it the necessary context and challenges to see it thrive, and eventually leave the nest to find its true calling. When that relationship gets misused, the result is often an angry, stilted person who sees Littlefinger as a role model and Machiavelli as prophetic. And when you're in that mode, when you're in that mindset, when that's the place that you live day in and day out, it's hard to open yourself up to the possibilities, both of yourself and of what you can be capable of. And you forget that this is a team sport. We're all in the same boat together. Both you, your coworkers, the leadership above you, the folks working behind you. All of this is one team heading in one direction, together. And if you can't see it that way because the work doesn't allow, because the politics, the interplay isn't working in that well way for you, you're going to have stunted growth. You're not going to be able to feed, to thrive, to move forward. Because part of moving forward is admitting to yourself that you want more, that you deserve more, that you're capable of more. What's that more look like? What does that world feel like? Well, you have to open yourself up and be vulnerable and even to see or sense that. And if you can't be vulnerable in that way because the environment doesn't allow, well, you're never going to get there. If you can't trust other people, if you can't have difficult conversations and have those conversations go, as adults should, to a conclusion, to a resolution, your growth isn't going to happen. And like this person that I was speaking with, they end up finding 5-10 years go by. They've been laid off at least 3 times in the 15 years of their career. And then in the last 10, they've had the exact same title. Because every job they take is the port in the storm that they needed to grab after some other impact. And so they wade out into the water, armor in place, and find themselves sinking to the bottom. And when you play strategy games, when you play war games, when you do this for fun, you know that turtling up is only a short-term strategy because overwhelming force often has constraints on it. Eventually, you need to strike out. You need to strike back. You need to go outside of your comfort zone, and you need to find a way to start making gains, start taking ground. It's no different in your career and in your life. If every time an abusive boss turns to you and says, if you don't work on Saturday, don't bother showing up on Sunday, and you take that, pretty soon you find yourself working 7 days a week, not getting any more or any less done than you were before, not feeling as satisfied in your work, not seeing your family, not seeing your friends, not enjoying and living and loving your life. And you become a shell of your former self, a shell that you withdraw into whenever anything gets tough, whenever anything gets any more adversarial than, I don't think that that's a great idea. And so, how do we draw you out? How do we get turtling to stop? How do we take those circled wagons and get them moving again into a straight line heading out west where they were originally heading? And to do that, we have to have uncomfortable conversations. We have to figure out what are the strengths? What are the power plays? What are the things that you're capable of doing? What are the things that make you uniquely capable of being a badass that someone can't wait to see? Someone can't wait to work with. Someone can't wait to be a part of their team. And that takes time, that takes effort, and it takes vulnerability. Because if you don't let someone into your circle, if all you have is fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and those are your guiding principles, well, your wagons are going to stay circled. And if you get any movement, it's going to be round and round and round in the exact same spot. You have to let in a new voice. You have to let in a new set of possibilities. You have to let in a new probability. Because when you've lived turtled for too long, when you've made your base camp, and you know that you're running out of rations, but it's too scary outside to go find more, eventually you're going to find yourself starved. You're going to have to go out. You're going to have to get strong. Now, you can do this by yourself, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt like a Dickens. Because when you are vulnerable, there are people that are going to take advantage of you. You know that. That's not nothing, anything new. But it's not most people. It's not most things. You can have the life you want to have. You can have the impact, the outcomes, the dream that you know you deserve. All of these things can and will and should be yours. And so you can reach out for help. And when you reach out for help, you're going to have to be vulnerable with that help. You can't front and say, look, I got tons of food. I got tons of supply. I got tons of time. I don't need you. So back off. Because then you're not going to get the help you need. You have to be vulnerable. You have to be real. You have to be able to talk about what's actually going on in your mind, in your heart, in your world. And when you're capable of doing that, you can be served to have phenomenal outcomes, phenomenal impact. You too can get to that dream that we talked about. You can get to that life that you know is so possible, so capable, so ready for you. So what's it mean to be vulnerable? It means putting the shell aside. It means opening up the wagons. It means welcoming someone in to your deepest, darkest thoughts. It means being open, honest, and direct about what's going on in your head, in your heart, in your life. And when you choose to open that up to someone, there are some opportunities for those people to hurt you. So choose the people you open up to well. And as a listener of the podcast, you know what comes next. My team has heard the deepest and darkest of folks dealing with sobriety, dealing with clinical depression, dealing with suicidal thoughts, dealing with divorce, dealing with ruined lives, ruined relationships. So everything you're bringing to this call is stuff that we've heard of. It's tough stuff that we've worked with. It's people that we've connected with. And what you're bringing, whatever your deepest, darkest are, it's not the deepest, darkest we heard, I promise. And when you book the call with us by going to thepeoplestack.com/book, you're going to be working with a professional career strategist, someone who is not here to judge you, who is not here to make you feel small, who is not here to hurt you. They're going to talk about your career right now, what's working for you and what's not. And then they're going to talk about where you want to go. And then if Jen and I can help you get there, they're going to help you, show you how. And if not, we'll tell you that. We'll send you off in the right direction so that you can get that service, that help that you need. But it all starts by being vulnerable, being open to the possibility that not only is that safe, it's the fastest way to get you beyond needing armor to when you are absolutely, positively invincible and vulnerable from all directions, even without armor. And that is a place of greatness. So thepeoplestack.com/book, make that call today. And when you do, it's going to be the most powerful hour you will have ever spent. Clients that we've worked with, they still remember it years on. So take that time and go there. We'll talk to you on the next podcast. And until then, book your call. I can't wait to see you. Have a great one.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.